Good morning, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's. Michigan families who receive infant formula through the WIC program will see a change in brands beginning November 1st. The Michigan Department of Health and Human Services says Mead Johnson has been awarded the state's next infant formula contract following a competitive bidding process. The five-year agreement will replace Michigan WIC's current contract with Abbott, which runs through October 31st. Under the change, WIC formula benefits will shift from Abbott's Similac products to comparable Enfamil formulas made by Mead Johnson. Covered products will include Enfamil Infant, Prosobi, Gentlease, AR, and Reguline. Federal rules require state WIC programs to competitively bid infant formula contracts. Manufacturers provide rebates on formula purchase through the program, helping WIC serve more eligible families with available funding. Michigan WIC currently serves about 187,000 people each month, including roughly 40,000 infants. The program also provides nutrition education, breastfeeding assistance, and supplemental foods to qualifying pregnant and postpartum women, infants, and young children. And a 73-year-old man was taken to a hospital after being struck by a large tree limb in northern Huron County. Port Austin and Kindy Fire Departments, along with Central Huron EMS, responded to the area of M25 east of Helms Road following a report that a tree limb had fallen on a person. The man was reportedly struck in the chest by a limb estimated to be about 2 feet in diameter. Flight care was initially requested but was canceled a short time later. The man was instead transported by ambulance to a local hospital for treatment. No additional information on his condition was immediately available. When we come back from And more Michigan families are applying for state-supported preschool programs ahead of the 2026-27 school year. The Michigan Department of Lifelong Education Advancement and Potential says nearly 53,000 children had applied for the Great Start Readiness Program as of July. That's about a 16% increase compared to the same point last year, and nearly 4,700 additional applications since June. The Great Start Readiness Program is Michigan's primary state-funded preschool program for 4 years old and is part of the state's broader Pre-K for All initiative. The program is available to Michigan families regardless of income. State officials estimate participating families can save about $14,000 a year in child care expenses. Programs are offered in different settings across the state, with full and part-time options and transportation available in some communities. The state says preschool programs are designed to help children develop early reading, language, math, and social skills before entering kindergarten. Michigan's Great Start Readiness Program has also met all 10 quality benchmarks established by the National Institute for Early Education Research for 9 consecutive years. Enrollment in the upcoming school year remains open to families with children who will be 4 years old by December 1st. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Kohler Propane, serving the Thumb area with offices in Bad Axe, Brown City, and Memphis. Remember, nobody gives you gas like Kohler's.